Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello and welcome to IGN UK Podcast 400! I'm really sorry, but I'm going to start some bad news.
What?
I know. So, our good friend, Daniel Krupa, cannot make it tonight because he's got food poisoning. I know.
Fucking boo him!
He's
hanging out his ass back at home, poor little guy.
I've got the saddest spreadsheet I've ever seen in my life. It just says without Krupa at the top. It's the contingency plan. It's so weird.
I've always wondered what we'd be without Krupa, and tonight we're gonna find out.
Do send him your well wishes over Twitter or Facebook or whatever,
because
he is very poorly and he's genuinely sad that he can't make it tonight.
Yeah.
We love you, Krupa. Anyway. No, it's just us. Everybody else hates him. Yeah. Anyway, IGN UK podcast started on the 18th of September 2009.
That's like now. What's the day today?
It's the 15th.
Fucking
but it's like, 8 years ago. As
it's like we planned. Did we plan that? No. We haven't planned that.
Well, of course not. And also, we've padded out the running orders of the podcast. This is probably actually about 4:15. Because, no, 4:15.
We in the future.
But very special nonetheless, everyone who came.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, to prepare for this podcast, I went back to see what else happened in September 2009. Do you want to hear?
Yes. I suppose I have to.
Bryan Cranston won an Emmy. This is the best thing about September 2009. Bryan Cranston won an Emmy for his Walter White role in Breaking Bad. That was good, right?
I mean, that is good, but then that also means that he would have beaten John Hamm to an Emmy. So, I looked at it. It's all bad news, starting with that one.
Right. Peter Andre separated from Katie Price.
The Queen of Hearts.
Good night, England's Rose.
She doesn't get a song, does she?
She doesn't. Really sad, downbeat version of Insania.
Keith Floyd died. Who knows who Keith Floyd is?
Oh, that is sad.
The boozy chef. He died.
No one knows who it is.
Patrick Swayze. He fucking died as well.
You killed Patrick Swayze.
Keith
Floyd. Because of the podcast. The podcast was too much for him.
Negative
energy. Him and Keith Floyd were in the same car.
But I was the only person on this podcast here at all at that time. What were you two fuckers doing back in 2009?
Wales lost.
Oh, fuck.
Wales lost a home to Russia 3-1. And that was on September the 9th.
Right.
2009. That was basically the end of our World Cup 2010 qualifying campaign. So,
I had a look.
We're doing it right now, though, aren't we?
I had a look. Get him up. I had a look through my Facebook photos, so it's my first year of uni, and the only thing I could find was one picture from a party in September 2009 where I was wearing exactly this shirt.
It really was.
I can't believe I'm that fucking boring. I got one picture and it's this. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
We do have a very special podcast for you tonight. It's going to be a little bit different from what we normally do as a recorded show. Gav?
Well, as you know, IGN, who we work for, do a lot of lists features. We don't. We did one.
didn't do as well as we thought it would.
No, I did not. So we're not doing anymore, but we are going to do one tonight. So tonight, between all of us, so there's a bunch of people out there, and they're all going to come in turn. And what we are going to do is make the ultimate best list of everything ever. The way we're going to do this is we've picked two pop culture thingies and one just awesome thingy. And then someone's going to come up, present their awesome three things. Then the panel sitting here are going to decide what goes on the board. That's what that's for. got magnets and everything. It's amazing.
No expense.
There you go. Top seven.
Done.
So we're going to find out what the best seven things ever. It keeps saying eight because obviously it was meant to be eight, but Kruber died. So to talk through... Oh, also, see, there's a box. Wait, is it there? I can't see.
It's not there.
The box. Where's the box?
There's an IGN box somewhere.
Okay.
That's for your feedback. Because
what?
We're
it's
do
outside.
Feedback later.
Can you bring it inside? I know it's not your job.
He it's yeah, Tilly.
It's
who,
Tilly.
It's Tilly.
Tilly
who quite literally left IGN.
Hey!
All right, we got rid of him.
All right, so Chris Tilly's going to bring a box in and he's going to stick it on that piano there. If you could stick it on that piano for us, Tilly, that'd be amazing. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chris Tilly,
mate.
Everyone. For one night only, he's back. If you guys have got a question for us, we're going to read them out at the end of the show. Write them in that box. And we've got a box of amazing t-shirts and bags and jackets and shit from Insert Coin Clothing. So all of the ones that we read out, they'll get some free shit. So make sure you do that. So to go through.
Who's up first?
His best three things. Captain Fantastic. Rory Powers.
Rory Powers.
All right, Powers. No fucking about.
Can everyone hear me at the back? That wasn't a hype thing. That's sound quality I'm worried about. But good. Yes, I'm ready to pitch my three.
What's your first one?
All right.
So my first one is a little TV show you might know called Rick and Morty. It's fun. It's sometimes a bit dark and serious. It's inventive and creative. It's a good watch.
That's your pitch.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Super.
Love it.
All right, what's your second one?
My second pitch is a video that Gav showed me.
I got it.
Oh, not that one. We said not that on the podcast.
That's for the podcast we're doing tomorrow at my house. I don't know what it is.
It's a video that Gav showed me.
Okay.
It's a YouTube video of a bird picking up a snake and dropping it on a family having a barbecue. It's possibly one of the best YouTube videos I've seen of all time. Possibly better than Rick and Morty. That's for the council.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
For the council. That's above my pay grade.
Council. Right.
And your last pick?
My third one is the cool side of the pillow. No, because think about it.
The one with the sunglasses on. Or...
with an afro.
Yeah, smoking.
Look, because it's free. That's a good start. You're always going to sleep, sometimes with a pillow, and it'll always be there on the flip side, on the cool side.
A pillowcase is like DLC in your mind.
Yeah.
The thing is, Pat, so we've got to go through these. So I think the cool side of the pillow, that's a banger.
Thank you.
That is an absolute banger.
Oh, but snake in the barbecue? What's going on there?
Well, that's the thing, Pat. Even though I showed it to you, I do think it's fake.
Yeah, you said, you was telling me it's like a viral...
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what else little video is fake? Star Wars. Does that take away
it's
from
got
it?
A point, I'm on this side.
Team Snake.
First chant of the night, well done, mate.
That is a very good argument.
Thank you.
I look at my hand, mention Star Wars, right? Can you get rid of that now?
Al, I mean,
I've never seen Rick and Morty, count me out of that.
Okay, so.
But he loves the snake one, he's seen that.
Do you like snakes and hawks and
no,
families?
But I do like the cool side of the pillow.
Have you ever met someone who likes the warm, likes a warm pillow? Because I have, and I was scared.
Really?
Yeah, very weird. I don't like it.
They were just stroking your face the whole time.
Your cheeks look capacious.
We got to decide then. We got to decide what's going on if Empowers is left.
My vote, pillow.
It's not a hawk with a snake, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Are you going hawk snake?
I'm going hawk snake, baby.
Oh, it's down to the wire.
He's convinced. He's like, Star Wars isn't real, but it's wicked.
Yeah. Like, see, I was thinking, like, we have a thing where we watch every new episode of Rick and Morty together over lunch, and it makes me feel very warm and fuzzy.
Nice,
exactly.
Yeah.
It is worth an awe.
Warm and fuzzy like the other side of the pillow.
But the thing is, we don't chant Team Snake when we watch it.
That's true. That's true.
I'm Team Snake. It's Hawk and Snake.
Hawk
Snake Barbecue.
Hawk and Snake.
Hawk Snake Barbecue.
Is it really?
Hawk Snake Barbecue is officially the first thing on the top seven list
also,
of everything.
I want to point out, I only showed it to him last week.
That's it. It's not like a
best thing ever.
Rick and Morty's what, 2 years old?
It's on the fucking list.
You Hawk and Snake. Hawk and Snake! All right, thank you very much, Al.
So who's next up, Rory?
Next up to pitch their three best things is our very own Dale Driver.
There he is. Dale, is it...
Hello, everyone.
Is it true your girlfriend's mum's in the audience tonight?
No, they are late. Oh! They decided that coming at halftime was good enough, apparently, so that's happened.
So you can do all your blue material now, then.
Oh, here we go.
You got to worry about toeing the line, because Sunday lunch is going to be fucking awkward.
Dale, if you want some revenge, I know a hawk.
I'll tell you what, I'll be getting pulled out of the pillow tonight.
All right, and Dale, guess it. What's your first thing?
First up, I've got a show that's very divisive, and I think gets a hard time. But I think
Fake Taxi
is one of the best TV.
You'll have no quarrels from these three, my friend.
I thought you said we weren't mentioning Fake Taxi ever again. We spend way too much of our time talking about Fake Taxi.
Or not enough, I can't decide.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best shows of all time, and it's called Lost.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't think divisive. We want that I saw some there. Of that.
Wait, are you saying boo or ooh? It's 50-50.
I like the last season, but take that out of the equation. Up to that point, it was a brilliant show. Am I right? Yeah. Yeah, come on.
I mean, yeah, the bit... to be fair, there's very few series that... You know the bit where they see the others for the first time? Like, that's one of the... Like, most terrified I've ever been watching a TV show. It's like, what the fuck are they? Oh,
they're literally called the others. Yeah. What's going on?
I mean, how excited for you when they opened the hatch and we got away a whole season?
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever been that excited for anything more in my life to see what was inside
Jesus
the hatch.
Jesus Christ, man.
Turns out it's a Scottish guy pressing a bunch of random numbers on a computer to stop an explosion.
He does have very pretty hair.
He does. He's a beautiful man.
What's your second thing?
My second thing is trophies and achievements.
Oh. Chivos?
Oh. Nerd alert.
Another thing that gets a hard time, I think. There's a lot of snobbery and elitism against trophies and achievements.
In our office.
Also, especially in our office, let me tell you.
Also, you need to be calling them by their real names. Tros and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Like a morning radio duo.
Hey, we're Tros and Chiefs coming at you from the
Bay 49. They definitely help me experience games more than I would, going deeper than I would.
Also, more than you should, because you played
absolutely.
Them for too long.
I got my 88th platinum the other day.
Here's a Chivo for you, Dale. Get laid.
She's not here yet. She's not here. Maybe later. Right.
Third thing, a big virgin.
That's only a bronze, though. That's quite off on that.
All right.
Gold's crazy.
What would be, like, in sex terms, what would be a bronze for you, Dale?
Handy.
Handy. what's tops and fingers?
Ooh. I think that's a bronze as well, I reckon.
All right, okay. All right, what's your third thing?
My third thing is one of British's greatest comedians, Rick Mayall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we've got a winner.
He planted them.
What?
You got plants in there.
Yeah, oh yeah. Planted them everywhere. These are my people right now.
That's a good list.
To be fair, we've talked through them all, but none of them got the reaction that did. Like,
I think there's
a lot of boos for the Chivos, a lot of boos for Lost.
Yeah. Was there a lot
no
of
one's fucking
lost?
Booing Rick Mayall, are they?
Oh.
Oh, it was ooze or booze. Mostly booze, let's be honest.
All right, at least I've got a cheerful one. We'll take Rick Mayall then.
Have you watched those Rick Mayall Nintendo adverts?
Oh, so good.
No?
They're amazing. He just advertised loads of stuff for Nintendo in like the 90s. So there's him like advertising Link's Awakening, but it's just a Rick Mayall sketch. It's just him pretending to be rich
I guarantee
in a hotel.
You, he absolutely did not give a shit about any of that
not
stuff.
Not at all. Like, it's... And it's fantastic. Also, the compilation that you can search for is called Bigger Than Christ, like More Evil Than Hitler. It's really weird.
Why were you searching for that, Joe?
That's a bunch of weird terms.
Hoisted by my own petard.
I feel like we're going for Rick Mayall.
I think that's a solid choice.
That's a good choice. Stick it on the board.
Is it two L's in Rick Mayall or one?
Two L's.
Two L's. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well done.
Beautiful.
Rick Mayall is up there with Hawk and Snake.
It's a great list so far. It's a great list.
You know when we talked about this and we were like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if like one or two like weird things got on there?
It's going to be all the weird ones, isn't it? It's all the freaky ones. Next up, we've got IGN's new boy on the block, Simon Caddy.
No, you bloody don't.
I ballsed it up already. I'm sorry. It's actually, I was going to say old girl on the block. That doesn't sound good, does it? Alicia Judge. Jesus. Someone's passionate.
Right, so first up on my list, I love gaming because of narrative, and I genuinely think this is one of the best narrative games ever created, Dragon Age Origins. Yes! I wasn't sure whether that would get whoops. Ace. Have you guys played it?
I was talking to Gav before the show about this. I don't think I've ever once heard you mention Dragon Age Origins. Ever. Until tonight.
The things that I love most dearly, I keep close to my chest. I like, with the cool side of the pillow, just nuzzle up.
Sell me on Dragon Age. Spoke all over, Rory, I'm sorry.
Dragon Age, like, I love Dungeons & Dragons, Baldur's Gate, and like, this is like the spiritual successor to that. And it's a game that was created, it's got 790,856 words of dialogue. To put that in perspective,
Where's the script?
How do you know that?
Are you getting money for this?
I Wikipedia'd it earlier. The average novel.
Who wrote that on Wikipedia? Who's like waking up in the morning going, better edit that page, I got that banging fact about word count.
I think the more pressing question is, who the hell counted all of that?
Well, I don't know. The dragon. I haven't played it.
Very numerical dragon. No, but to put that in perspective, the average novel has 80,000 words in it. So like the amount of work that went into this, it's like 6 years. It's got six different origin stories and like, I don't even know how many different endings. It's like the one game that I got to the end of it and then I immediately, as the credits rolled, after putting in like 100 hours to complete it, went straight back to the menu screen and started a brand new game without even turning off my PlayStation. It's like, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. It is great.
I'm really waiting for you to go. And it's available now on the PlayStation and Xbox Store, $25.99. All right, Alicia, what is number two on the list?
Second on my list is virtual reality. It's great.
There it is.
It's not. That's a bit of a spoiler. Okay. Public displays of affection. And if you say that you're anti public displays of affection, I kind of think you're anti love.
What? No.
I am anti love.
I love more than anyone.
Wait, think about this. One in the morning.
Yeah.
Sloshed.
Yeah.
You're on a train platform.
Yeah.
You see two people climbing over each other, nearly falling off onto the tracks. And you wish they would.
I'm there in the corner like, oh,
there's
God.
No way you were watching going.
Think about it,
what
Alicia.
What a lovely display of love.
Alicia, 2 a.m., you're in some sort of fake taxi.
Yeah.
It's this guy's skunk. I can't get on board with it. I'm the same as you, Joe. It grosses me out.
But that's not public displays of affection. That's public displays of sex, which is a very... PDS is very different from PDA.
Well, someone... you might like love, but clearly if you don't consider sex affection, then I don't know what you believe in.
I think you'll find. No, I just think, like, who doesn't love having their hand held? Who doesn't
that's
love...
That's not a public display,
like,
of affection.
That's no, but, totally affectionate.
But you got to think of it from the other side. The person, do you, like... You guys, public affection? Where do we kind of land on this?
Let's have a go.
Public vote.
Whoa. I mean, there's a lot of booze, but what you're not seeing is the amount of thumbs
in the middle.
The air.
Down there.
It's nine thumbs up.
It's great.
We got two people making out in the front row. Are they loving it?
I'm not enjoying this, guys. Keep it to yourselves.
Okay, number three on the list.
And number three, spoiler, is virtual reality. Because, some of the best experiences that I've had in virtual reality was like being Batman for like the first time, like literally being looking down and having pecs, or like just being able to like throw a batarang and to actually like be the characters that you love in a way that you don't get when you're gaming and you have your peripheral on the screen. You're like, oh, this is great, but like you are the game.
I think someone just told you not to hold Alfred's hand.
I was there just like in his room, like, Alfred!
The first time I ever played Batman VR, I was kind of looking around, awestruck, like throwing batarangs at things, like really trying to understand the world that I'd been thrust in. And then I watched Gav play it for the first time, and he goosed every single character in that game.
I remember actually playing Batman Arkham VR, and you were in the room. I think it was in like, it was in a lunch break, and you told me at the very beginning that there was a jump scare, which is just like recipe to be having like palpitations the entire time. And considering that, I still enjoyed the game.
Yeah. Alfred's like, Mr. Bruce, what do you want? Put that fucking batarang everywhere.
To be fair, I've never seen anyone get into VR as much as you have.
Yeah, it's
like when we were watching Alicia play Russia Blood.
Oh.
And there was a literally bit, climbed under the table once.
She actually fell on the floor, just sort of rolled over and went into this like a security safety position.
Yeah, I,
like
I prefer child. You calling a security safety position than fetal position.
That, yeah, well, sounds, I didn't want to use that word.
Defensive.
Very
it's a scary
man.
Game.
You make it sound like as well when she takes the headset off, she's like, how long was I in there for? Like Jumanji or
Jacked
something.
In every time.
What year is it?
All right, let's come down on a decision council. What are you guys thinking? Joe?
I mean,
I'm erring towards VR just because I like it. The other, right? I just don't with the other two.
I'm tempted to abstain because they all kind of suck.
Whoa now!
If I had to lean one way, I'd say VR.
I think that Dragon Age Origins got a 9.6 out of 10 from a little place called IGN.
Who cares about that website?
IGN's going to have shut down by the time we publish this back.
I'm going to go VR as well. So yeah, that's VR. 3 for VR, it sounds like. Add VR to the list, Joe Scrubbles.
Let's do it.
Woo, thank you very much, Alicia. Yes. Yes.
And up next, we do have the newbie on the block this time. It's a guy called Simon Cardi.
Woo! Simon! Yes.
Hey, Cardi! Woo, woo,
Simon.
Oi, oi.
Hello, mate.
Welcome to the council.
It's a night out, isn't it?
What have you brought? What have you brought with you today to pitch to us?
What have I brought? I've brought you a bag of goodies.
Ooh.
Number one, I'm hoping, is Harrison Ford, 1977 to 1982.
Cardi.
It's a good one, that.
That's Cardi. Very specific.
Well, yeah, you've got Star Wars: A New Hope. You have Apocalypse Now.
We did say this.
Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Blade Runner.
What about Return of the Jedi?
It's 83. You can. I
just thought, that's what I'm saying. You cut
thought,
it off.
I thought 5 years was a nice tight number.
Oh, fair.
I
enough.
Mean, you could have just said Harrison Ford. He hasn't really gone wrong a lot.
I don't know. Temple of the Crystal Skull.
Oh.
I've chosen those, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Bloody hell. He means business. What's your number two?
My number two.
Yay!
Football Manager. Probably the thing I spent more time in my life with than anything that is not on my body. I cut my hair a lot.
What's the pitch? I mean, I know it's a football pitch, but what's your pitch?
Well, it's a great game. If you like football, you'll like it. I mean, I'm not trying to sell it.
For the benefit of the audio podcast, you haven't actually said what it is.
I said it's Football Manager.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my bad.
And what's number three?
Number three is a roast dinner.
Hey.
Good choice.
We are the UK podcast, and this is possibly the most British thing you could get.
What? Like, that's how do you have your... Like, what's the ideal roast? Like, chicken, pork, beef?
Beef.
No messing.
And Yorkshire pudding. You've got to have a Yorkshire pudding. It's not a roast dinner without a Yorkshire pudding. Even if you're having chicken, you're having roast Yorkshire pudding.
Very firm on that. Very firm on the chicken.
Save it to last. Mop it up. I'm not laughing.
Those are three. That's three strong pitches. Mm. I think. That's
I mean,
good.
I think they're all good. So.
I'm straight in.
Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
It's like you threw a dud in there to try and throw us or something.
Or did I?
Yeah, Football Manager number three is knives and roast dinners. Yeah. All good.
I'm leaning towards the roast dinner.
What?
I'm going that way as well.
Yeah. No, but you cannot beat a roast.
You can. I don't know.
It's not for me to say anymore.
Yeah, we're not thinking about our vegetarians with the roast dinner.
Yeah. I don't know, a good nut roast. Oh, hey,
is that a British Sunday roast?
Not for
you
me.
You can't just say nut roast and get expected.
Nut roast, got a point.
I think it's going to be roast dinner. Yeah, really? I think that's a wipe from the council.
I'll take it.
Roast dinner?
Roast dinner.
You guys have it? That's enough cheers.
It's roast dinner.
Cool. Beautiful. Roast. Stick it up there.
Wait, you got to write roast dinner. You can't just write roast.
Roast. You can write roast.
That could mean anything, Rory.
Roast means all sorts of things.
Wonderful.
Roast!
Well, that was good, wasn't it? Best part's over. Next up, we have the boss man himself, Mr. Alex Simmons.
Hello. I have got some fucking good shit for you. Do you want to hear the first one?
Yes,
please.
I do. All
it's right. Lego.
Yeah. Why?
Not only is it the greatest toy ever invented, it's the greatest thing ever invented because you can make anything out of it. So if my house burns down,
can you make
I can
roast?
Build a new one.
I would actually, I'd love to see your house built in Lego. That would be amazing.
So would I. I promise you. If we go to war, which is fucking likely, I can build aeroplanes and aircraft carriers and tanks and all kinds of shit.
I don't know how efficient they'd actually be, though, a Lego plane.
Fuck off. It doesn't matter.
Just got to get technical with it.
And then, if my wife ever leaves me, I can just build a new one. and new children. And look at on the picture, the little girl, she looks so happy with those Lego dogs. She doesn't look fucking petrified at all.
It's become increasingly more sinister.
All I'm saying is, all you need is Lego.
I'm scared. Very scared.
What's your second
pick? I'm scared for like our jobs that you might one day just come in and be like, I don't need you anymore. Exactly.
Podcast 500, just Lego. Yeah. My second one is a game that we rarely talk about on the podcast. Never it's Overwatch. Oh,
no. Never heard of this game.
It's a good game. I only started 5 weeks ago playing it and I already
love it. Yeah, you nicked my fucking main, you bastard. Anyway, so Overwatch on paper is a game that I shouldn't like because I hate multiplayer games where I have to interact with other people. But actually, this completely changed my perspective on that and it's the game that I've probably played more than anything else in the last 2 years.
I literally cannot argue with that.
Good. Anyone here like Overwatch?
No!
Oh, get the fuck out! Oh. Get the fuck out!
Oh, yeah.
Number three.
Yeah.
The greatest games developer of all time, Shigeru Miyamoto. Yeah. This is the man that made Mario, that made Zelda, and yes, he's quite old, and he's probably going to die quite soon, but I've got a plan.
You can build him out of Lego!
I could do that. Yeah. But Mercy from Overwatch can come along and res him.
Oh my god.
And bring him back to life. Or buff him and he'll make the best fucking Zelda game ever. So you have to include both on the list, otherwise it doesn't work.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Not sure. It goes against the rules.
This is you throwing around your editorship.
I make the fucking rules.
Yeah, exactly.
All three up or you're out of jobs.
Have you seen Mercy's new like alt? It's insane.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work for me at the minute.
All right, okay.
No. Are you planning on buying a Lego set soon by any chance?
I tried to, but it's boring. Let's get on with it. Millennium Falcon, I tried to buy it. It's too expensive. I didn't.
So I'm leaning towards Overwatch. Because of how we love it so
not
much.
Not fucking Lego.
I'd be very
Lego's
happy
great
with that.
I feel like this couldn't be IGN UK's top list of everything without Overwatch.
That
being
is a valid point.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Way!
All right. It is. Lego.
That was easy.
That was.
Overwatch going on.
Lego Overwatch. That's a fucking great idea, whoever said that. Up next, it is Joseph Scribbles.
All right.
Hello.
I'm glad to be back. How are you now? Have you missed me? No, don't answer that. My first up, it's The Twilight Zone, which is one of the best programs of all time.
Have you got notes?
Yes. I've made a short... Because The Twilight Zone has essentially spawned everything you like, and I mean specifically all of you. There's a short list of things that were inspired by it. Black Mirror, X-Files, Bioshock, Planet of the Apes, Stephen King, David Lynch, The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror episodes, and the career of William Shatner. The Twilight Zone is probably one of the best... Well, no, it's the best TV show ever made because everything else you've ever liked came from it. That's
well, let's
my
put
pitch.
That on the list then. Forget the other two.
No, it's fine. Number two is all skateboarding games and by association the PS1 game Apocalypse starring Bruce Willis.
It's on.
Do you want to explain that?
Yes, I do. Skateboarding games are the best games ever made. They are puzzles, they are platformers, they are action games. Everything, it's like the Twilight Zone. Everything you like in games is also a skateboarding game.
Has it got a vast database of Algerian footballers? No.
Now, if I'd been on your panel, Football Manager would be on there, so well. I'll give you that one. By association, the PS1 game Apocalypse starring Bruce Willis. To explain, the first major skateboarding game was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, developed by Neversoft. Neversoft, when they pitched that game for the first time to Tony Hawk himself, the last game they made was Apocalypse starring Bruce Willis, and the only playable skater was Bruce Willis with a gun. And as such, it has spawned the best genre of games of all time. Number three is Dogs.
Hey!
No, and you know why? No, it's because cats have had their day. Fuck you, cats.
Any particular type of dog?
All dogs.
As a man who's had to go and work on the cross floor filming 14 hours a day, I cannot agree with that.
I don't like dogs either, so fuck off.
I've got the wrong panel. I've got the wrong fucking panel. This council's bullshit.
So, skateboard games or Twilight Zone?
I don't play skateboard games. I've never seen an episode of the Twilight Zone, so I'm going dogs. I'm going dogs. Universal love.
Not dogs.
It's not going to be dogs.
I want to do skateboarding games.
The people have spoken.
I want to do skateboarding games purely for the soundtracks.
Yeah. Oh, no, and I forgot to mention that. They have the best soundtracks.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go Twilight Zone, so that's us fucked.
Well, what do we do?
Looks like none of them.
Should we throw over to the audience?
I feel like we should throw this open to
audience.
The audience.
Do it.
Dogs, Twilight Zone, or skateboard
games?
Wait,
you can't just have them shut. Yeah.
Madness. Utter madness.
There's one guy who's just going, oof, oof, oof. And I don't know whether that's a vote for a fourth thing or a dog impression.
I think dogs win based on that guy.
Stick dogs up.
Right, I'm writing dogs down.
Dogs are up.
Dogs are on the top list of everything.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And finally, welcoming back to the stage, Mr. Gavin John Murphy. Gavin, welcome back.
Mate, that fucking dog thing, I'm glad that went up because I wouldn't have come up here.
I can't believe you weren't on my fucking panel. Glad you helped out with that barking.
All right, things that I like are Dale. Wales. Jurassic Park. Yay! Now, it is a bit far-fetched. But Jurassic Park has been there for me through a lot. And I generally think it's a perfect film. And I don't think Spielberg or anyone will ever beat it.
Give us a chance.
Muldoon's a fucking idiot.
We've discussed this.
We know Muldoon's a fucking idiot. He almost cocked it up for everyone. Jurassic Park.
Good film.
Thank you. What number is that on IMDb?
Oh, for God's sake. It's around 30 to 40.
Little lovely Simon
has... Do you need to explain this?
Yeah.
It was on the podcast.
It was on the podcast, but Simon has an IMDb list of his 150 best films. And well, it's not IMDb list. He calls it IMDb. I found it out the first week that I worked with him.
Lonely nights.
I feel like I've talked to you about IMDb every day since you joined.
Yeah, yeah, you have.
You having a good time?
I used to.
He's going to delete it.
What number is Jurassic Park?
I said 30 to 40 roughly.
Okay, that's fine. Should be higher, but never mind. My next thing, what is it?
Tea.
Cup of tea.
I don't drink tea, so...
Neither do I. It's out.
Shit.
I like tea.
Well, let me sell you on it. Like, I drink too much tea, but I drink between like 10 and 12 cups of tea a day.
That's a lot of tea.
I said it was a lot. Don't do that. It's always going to be a lot. But I don't know. I feel like even though I like to say that I'm Welsh, it's the most British thing about me that I enjoy a good cup of tea. If something goes wrong...
I just heard someone gasp.
He said it.
Tea or beer?
Well,
he can't function with either.
Mate, tea, because that's, you know... I've kind of drawn a line in the sand, which one I like. It's on a fucking presentation. Tea. And the third thing is, I think, the best pop culture thing that's ever happened to us as a people, and it was... Listen. Not Mr. Blobby. A specific incident in Mr. Blobby's life.
Not that one. It's not the fucking song.
Kilby, get him out. It's not the song. It's not the song. It's one of the saddest things that's ever happened on British TV. It was Noel Edmonds. Let me take you back. Noel Edmonds was going to do Noel's house party all the way from New York. This was amazing. This is a big thing.
It's huge.
If you were a house party fan, this is it. We've made it.
Noel, Blobby, Windy City.
That's what's happening.
Windy.
The city of angels.
The city of apples.
So
it's called humor, Al.
Listen, guys, I'm taking you back. The week before they're due to fly to New York, Blob obviously thinks he's going. Like, he's got, you don't get Noel Edmonds without Mr. Blobby. They're together. That's the thing. Blob turns up. He's got his suitcase ready to go. Then,
I'm going to cry.
But then Noel Edmonds has to break the news to him. Sorry, Blob. You can't come to New York.
Boo.
He goes absolutely ballistic. And there's a clip on YouTube. If you just Google in the break, because it's the best. It's better than this.
It's honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
If you Google, Mr. Blobby's not allowed to go to New York. And what happens next? Like, honestly, it makes you cry. It'll make you fucking piss yourself laughing.
And then it makes you think. Cool, then.
It's honestly, it's one of the best things. I think I've watched that more than I've watched anything. Definitely more than I've watched Mad Men.
So Jurassic Park, then?
So Jurassic Park, T, Mr. Blob, he's not allowed to go to New York.
I am 100% Blob.
I'm Jurassic.
I'm Jurassic.
Before I heard about the Blobby story, I was Jurassic. It's got to be Blobby.
Yes!
It's Blobby.
Yes! It's Blobby. Blob.
Look at this fucking list.
Is it there? Is it going up? Yeah!
Blobby!
Simon, you need to write that again, because that's not... You need to write that properly, please. Mr. Blobby's not allowed to go to New York.
We haven't got the time. You
write it down. Write it down, otherwise it'll look mental.
So to recap, the top seven best things of all time, officially by IGN.
This is going on the website tomorrow.
In no particular order, but we know which one's at the top. Come on. Dogs.
Yes.
Rick Mail.
Yeah.
Roast dinners. VR? Yeah.
I'm
genuinely furious that's on there. How is that next to a roast dinner? Overwatch. Hawk versus Snake. And Mr. Blobby's not allowed to go to New York.
What a list.
There you go.
That's it. We're never doing a list again now.
That is the best thing we've ever done.
That's basically the end of the first half of this show.
I'm so sorry.
We're going to take a 15-minute break and then come back. You've got 5 minutes to get your bits of feedback into the box on the piano. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Well, let's say 8:30, right? It's 9:10 now. Let's say 9:30. So go get the bar, go get the drinks in. I'm drinking this one.
There's only one toilet cubicle, so run.
Yeah.
Or upstairs, I think.
Thank you very much. Right,
thank you, bye.
Love you.
Oh, hello, and welcome to a very special edition of Keyword Countdown. So, if you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films via a bunch of crazy keywords. Fuck it, that's gonna be wicked. So what me and an amazing assistant of mine tonight have done is devised some crazy keyword countdown stuff to play between two teams of the IGN UK podcast.
Oh yeah, baby.
Before I bring the two teams on, I need to introduce you to my beautiful assistant, the man they call, well, one girl called SIMDB, Mr. Simon Cardi.
Hello, hello. I'm still here, haven't left yet.
They won't let me.
You're at an advantage because I can't see you to scold you with my eyes.
Know. That's the only thing stopping me from throwing up.
Yeah. Ow.
Too easy, too easy.
I didn't need that. So that's how it's going to go. Okay, we've got a presenter. We've got an assistant. But we're nothing without the teams. So let's bring on... I ran it right on the bus. Heading up, team number one. The man who started all of this. None of us would be here without him. Mr. Alex Simmons. Fresh off the boat from wherever the fuck he comes from. Mr. Rory Powers. And he's not the Daniel Kay you pay to see. But he is a Daniel Kay and he is here. Mr. Daniel Kilby.
Who are you?
How you guys doing?
Very good.
How do you think he's going to do?
I'll be honest. I don't actually like having Kilby on our team, especially when we're wearing the same shirt.
Okay.
Because it makes me look like Captain America before the machine and after the machine. It's not a good look.
That's team number one. Quietly confident. Here we go then. Team number two. We've got Coventry's second best export after Punjabi MC. Dale Driver.
I mean, that is a banger. That's all.
I know. I knew you'd like that.
I love it. You went to my school, actually.
A lady who will not stop smiling no matter how much awful shit that we say to her daily. Miss Alicia Judge. And put your hands together.
He loves it.
The heir of the Purge himself. Joseph Valerian Scrabbles. Woo, woo, woo. How are you guys doing tonight?
We good, are
thank
good.
You.
Everyone get here okay tonight?
Yeah.
I hear one person had a bit more trouble than the rest of the team.
Fuck you.
Again.
Who would that be?
There's a chance that yesterday I was working in an airport and was looking at the time on my laptop, which had not adjusted for Swedish time. And I am...
You missed your flight. You missed your flight,
Joe. That's what happened.
Okay, so round number one between these two teams. It's classic keyword countdown. It's 1v1. So I'm going to read out 10 keywords for 3 different films apiece. The first person to shout out the right answer gets the points. These have all been written by Mr. SIMDB.
Hello, hello.
And there's a link between them all
as well.
I've
got so many pieces of paper, it's ridiculous.
I told you to put them on cards. I told you to put them on cards. Can I please get, from team number one, Rory Powers.
I'm ready.
And your opponent, from team number two, Alicia Judge.
This is so... it's like tense enough when you do it just us three in the studio, let alone in front of a live audience.
You know that podcast goes to much more people that are in this room.
What?
Okay. 3 films each. Okay. 10.
No shouting.
No... Oh, yeah, by the way, you might know the answers. Please don't shout out, because... shit. We will be calling on you at some point to shout out, but not... you know, just don't be a twat. Just don't be a twat. I know that's hard for, like, probably a lot of people in this room.
You.
And a lot of people on the stage. So please don't shout out. Okay, film number one. Rory v. Alicia.
Yep. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Auto theft.
It's not that one.
Lifting a male into air. Yes.
Oh,
lifting a what? What?
A male man.
Penis joke.
Ah.
I'm just looking for the name of the film.
Pulp Fiction.
Halloween.
Okay.
Friday 13th.
Male tears.
Freddy versus Jason. Male tears.
I don't know.
Frog.
Frog.
Frog. Live frog or like model?
Hiding in a closet.
Oh my god.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Roadblock.
God, this is tough.
You can't help me.
No helping. No helping from you guys either. Roadblock.
Shining.
Character name in title.
Ooh.
And the final clue, bicycle.
It.
No.
Saw.
Saw.
No.
Jigsaw.
Fuck's sake!
Anyone in the audience?
Now, how lean are we being? Because it could easily be a mispronunciation. It.
Film number two.
That was meant to be the
film
easy
film number
one.
Two, Alicia V. Rory. Tough guy.
Raging Bull. He's pretty tough.
Terminator.
Title spoken by character.
Okay.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Returning character with different actor.
Ooh, that's a good
it's
one,
good in
it?
There.
Ooh. What?
Jumping from height. No helping, no helping.
I'm so sorry.
Pool cue.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You got it from pool cue.
Secret past. It's harder when
you're playing. Wait, what was that one?
Secret past.
Secret past. Oh, someone in the front row knows.
Man dressed as woman.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I wish he was. Bank robbery.
Oh, please.
Final clue, clown.
It.
What? Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12.
Hey, anyone in the audience? There you go.
The what?
The Dark Knight.
Oh.
The Dark Knight. That's okay, it's okay. It's harder when you're up there. Don't
it
be a dick.
It is hard, guys.
It's pretty hard. Embarrassing.
Third and final film. Batman. Woman in uniform.
Wait, sorry, what?
Woman in uniform. Cardi, this one's fucked. Child abuse. It's not all about child abuse, I'll give you that. All right. Paralysis.
And that's better?
A bit. 11th birthday.
With all Adam.
Escher staircase.
Oh, Inception. No.
Mirror does not reflect reality.
Oh, Harry Potter and the Philosopher.
Thank God for
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. So the other keywords on that.
I properly lost my cool there.
Chess, based on novel, boarding school, magic. Cardi, at the end of that round, what's the scores?
Team one have 0, and team two have 5.
Excellent.
Yes, mate.
Well done. Okay.
I'd like to apologize to Rory for screaming laughing in his face. It was rude, but I don't regret it.
Next up, we've got Alex Simmons.
What about the connecting theme?
Oh, yeah, sure, I forgot
about
that.
Come on, Gav. I what's can't do everything.
What's the connector between all those?
Can you say the films again?
Dark Knight, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and
is this
E.T.
Based on a book?
No. They're all pretty good films.
They are. Anyone know? They were the top grossing film the year they came out.
Ah.
That's all right.
That's good.
Okay, can we please have Mr. Alex Simmons, Mr. Dale Driver, take the mics?
Hello.
Right.
Me versus Bossman.
Oh, God.
Come on.
The King of Cov versus the Bossman. Film number one. Bloodbath.
It.
Bare-chested male.
Gladiator.
Face off.
It is Gladiator!
What the fuck?
Multiple people stood up then. I fucking love this game.
Thank you. Unbelievable.
Massive 9 points for Al. Ooh. Holy shit. Here we go. Second film. Oh no, I'll give you the rest of those.
Wait.
We had politics, animal attack, dream sequence, barbarian horde, famous speech, thumbs down, murder of family, Roman Empire. Film number two.
Right.
Voiceover narration.
Goodfellas.
Fellatio while driving.
Ooh. American Beauty.
Aspiring actor.
Due date. Out of nowhere.
The biggie.
Watch it recently.
He's always gone on about due date. Reference to Elvis Presley.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No shouting out. No, that's all right, actually.
For the reference of the listeners at home, someone just went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Trailer home.
Independence Day.
Mob boss.
Oh, God. True Romance.
Yes!
Yay!
Well done. Well done. 4 points there. The other keywords, massacre, drugs, on the run. Third film. Film starts with text.
Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
Return of the Jedi.
Star Phantom Wars, Menace. Phantom
Empty
Menace.
Street.
Force Awakens.
Stop. I'm going to stop you. It's not Star Wars.
Sorry, what's the second one?
Empty Street.
Okay. 28 Days
Terminator
Later.
Terminator 2.
Ethnic slur.
One for Gav.
American help. History X.
What'd you say, Cardi? Blindness.
Oh, Daredevil.
The reading a newspaper aloud.
Groundhog Day.
Non-linear timeline.
Memento.
Very little dialogue.
Dunkirk.
Yes! Here's Dunkirk.
Well done, well done.
I can't wait until you get the mic.
Good stuff.
So you guys had Gladiator, True Romance, Dunkirk. Think those over. The other ones were place name and title, evacuation, beach.
Sitting next to Joe is really hard one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The rage inside this man when I'm not getting it.
What is the link between those three films? Gladiator, True Romance, Dunkirk.
Musical stars all had starring roles.
That sounds like a good answer.
Very close.
Fuck.
Not close enough that I can give it, but very close.
No idea.
King of Cov, what you got?
No idea, mate. No idea.
Shall I tell you?
Anyone know? Hans Zimmer did all the music for all three. Well done.
Well done.
They're also all filmed.
Yes. Cut. You were funny in rehearsal.
You weren't.
Okay. Very good, very good, very good.
Still on probation.
But I need him to pass to get the money, so he's going to pass. Third.
Don't you want to know the score?
Yeah, let's get the scores then. What's the scores, Cardi? After that, Cardi?
Team 1, 13 points. Team 2, 10.
Oh! Very close. Very close.
Whoa. Mate.
Third up. Third up, by the way.
Wait, so one sec. Kilby, do you want to come on our team?
I wouldn't mind.
He's naughty.
I've never played
Kilby, just knock him out. Okay, so we have, this is quite unfair. We've got someone who's never played the game before against someone who scored the most points of this game.
I'm so sorry.
So go easy on the second best Dan K we know. Second best is awesome. What are you talking about? All right, the best one on stage.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Film number one. Just shout out when you got it. Single mother. No one shout out from the audience. It's okay, not so funny.
It's not
and no one likes you.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Telling someone to shut up.
I wasn't sure whether that was a keyword.
Just something I like to do.
IGN UK Podcast 400.
Karate chop.
Karate kid.
Bloopers during credits.
Dodgeball. A single mother.
Jealousy. Rescue mission.
What is this?
It doesn't help you say you know it.
I know, I've been ruining it for everyone else.
Anthropomorphism.
What?
I'm enjoying your struggle.
Enemies become friends.
Oh, I'm struggling now.
No.
No.
No, no, no. Pizza van.
Toy Story.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. And the other clue, cowboy boot. That's 2 points there. Next film.
Nearly.
Two-word title.
Toy Story.
Broken windshield. Ooh, we need that.
Men Black.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Written and directed
Didn't
by cast
member.
Written and directed by cast member. Fucking up.
Garden State.
The Town.
Dancing Man.
Dancing Man. Pulp Fiction.
Undercover Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Crime Gone Awry.
Excuse me?
Crime Gone Awry.
Crime Gone Awry.
Get Shorty.
Mexican Standoff.
We've all had one.
Inglourious Bastards.
World's Smallest Violin.
I didn't hear it.
Dale, King of Cov, that's enough. Reference to Madonna.
Stop saying, oh my God.
Final clue.
True Grit.
Tied to a chair.
Oh, Casino Royale. Dogs.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Gav, who got that?
I know I did.
Gav, who got that?
That was Joe. That was Joe.
Okay.
I actually wouldn't.
Third and final film for this round. Come on, Kilby.
Kilby!
I like that you shouted that to the audience and no one shouted back. Now, that's not enough.
Don't let him get in your head, Kilby. Don't let him get in your head.
I'll just go home and cry.
There you go. All right.
Come on, Joe.
The year 1988.
Donnie Darko.
You motherfucker!
You're not fucking with me. I am gonna be sick. Holy shit!
Kilby, don't feel bad against that, because that's some fucking witchcraft. That's fucking 10 points, man. So the other ones...
Too many, if anything.
The other ones in that. Coming of Age, Masturbation, Hypnosis, Defacing Property, Teen Angst, Christ Allegory, Parallel Universe, Plane Crash, Rabbit Suit. What is the link between all those three films?
I don't care.
We got Toy Story, Reservoir Dogs, Donnie Darko.
They've all got two words in the title.
Very good, it's not the one.
We'll give it though.
Cheers, guys.
Debut films?
They are the debut films!
Oh!
Fucking hell! Absolutely no stopping him!
Oh, I'm gonna get cry.
Sweden's done you good, son!
All worth it.
All that all time at the airport.
Cardi, after that, what are the scores?
Team 1, still on 13. Team 2, 24.
That's absolutely fine, because...
It's all to play for.
Our second and final round, it's a very special one. It's teamwork countdown. So, in your teams, I'm going to give you guys the name of a film... and you guys need to come up with five keywords you think will be the IMDb list for them. You can have 16 seconds per keyword to write them on your little boards.
Sorry, 16.
15 on your little...
That's a weirdly specific mistake.
You in Sweden, we did this. And you get a point for each keyword. Doesn't matter if you get them like the same ones. That's absolutely fine. One at a time, you get 15 seconds. And audience, again, please don't shout out. So here we go. Film number one. Oh, Mr. Yeah, Simon Cardi, what is it?
It is a film we like on the podcast called The Prestige.
Oh. Okay, 15 seconds.
14.
You should be writing.
Okay. You like The Prestige, don't you, Gav?
I love The Prestige, Cardi.
What do you like about it?
It's magic, isn't it?
That was rubbish.
Okay, guys, I'm going to need your first keyword. You just turned me down, Joe.
Now, wait.
No.
What's the deal with spoilers?
Absolutely. Spoilers, absolutely fine.
Superb.
Team number one, what's your first keyword?
It is magicians.
Magicians, Cardi. Have we got magicians?
We have got magician.
I'm taking it as a point.
Woo!
Well done, guys. What have you got? Magic.
Magic
from team two. We got magic? It's got to be there, right?
First time I've used this keyboard, so bear with me.
It's there. It's there!
Yeah.
It's a point. Second keyword, please, guys. 15 seconds. You're going to have to be quicker as well. Okay, team number two.
That was not 15 seconds, Gav.
Wasn't it? What was it?
About four.
Was it? Oh, well.
Come on.
Team one, stop writing. Okay, good. Team number two, what's your second keyword?
Clone.
Clone.
Fuck you, people haven't watched Prestige.
There is no clone.
Oh!
Did you type the whole of clone or clon and then it could be cloning?
Fuck off.
No clone, no point. Team number fuck one, off. What you got?
Tesla.
Tesla. Is Tesla there?
No.
Oh! Third keyword.
How many films has Tesla been in?
Third keyword, 15 seconds.
None.
Here we go.
He wasn't an actor, Joe.
He can't hear you. He's too high on getting 10 points just now. Okay, then, guys. Team number one. Your third keyword?
It twin. Is twin.
Twin.
More spoilers.
Bear with me. It's there.
It's there!
Yes! I'm sorry. That's
here we
bad.
Go.
That's my bad.
Keyword number three from team two, please.
Musician playing character.
Fantastic. Got to be there.
No.
No way! Oh, if I could give you a point, I would.
I am... editing these keywords when I get home.
Film keyword number four for The Prestige, please. 15 seconds.
Having a good night, Gav?
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've had worse.
Where is The Prestige on IMDb?
Well, I think 49.
That should
50.
Be higher, no, mate. That should be higher.
It's 50.
Higher. Come on.
It's my fourth favourite Nolan.
Fourth. We'll come back to that.
absolutely pathetic.
Here we go. Team number two, fourth keyword for The Prestige. What have you got?
It's science.
Science. Science for a point.
No.
No!
You.
Team number one, what you got?
The word that feels like going home, drown.
Drown, Cardi.
We've got drowning.
I'm going to give it.
Yes!
I'm going to give it.
Game for pricks.
That's why you're playing.
He's done ya.
It was inherent in the joke.
Cardi's a dumbass.
He's shown the subtext. He's shown the subtext. That's lazy comedy.
Here we go. Final keyword for The Prestige. 15 seconds. Right, Cardi. Fourth Beth
Hello.
Nolan. Are you fucking mental?
Yes.
What's better than it?
Memento, Inception, and Dunkirk.
Shut up, Cardi. Dunkirk, you maniac. Team
Do
number
you have no
one.
Respect for the war.
You know I don't.
We're going to go with diary.
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 For a point. Diary
that's
we
very,
want.
That's very good.
It's there.
Diary yes! got. That's a point.
Well done.
Final keyword for the prestige.
London.
London.
Oh.
we know it. London, England.
I'm taking it. That's fine.
Finally.
It's lazy.
Well done. Cardi, what was your favourite keyword from the prestige?
I'm going to have to go with love at first sight because I'd like to know what that's like.
Fucking hell, Cardi. Keep it light, I said.
Richard Osman doesn't go in for that shit.
Right, Cardi, at the end of that one, what's the scores? In that round, not all of them. Just at the end of that round.
Team 1-4, team 2-2.
There we go.
That's all right.
Okay, Cardi, no what is our second film?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Pulp Fiction. 15 seconds. What's your first keyword for Pulp Fiction?
Do you like gimps? You can't use that one now.
Okay. Team number one, what is your first keyword for Pulp Fiction? Powers isn't having it. Gimp.
I mean, it's definitely going to be in there.
Did you hear Cardi talking about gimps earlier? Sweet, that's fine. They didn't hear you, Cardi. Is gimp there?
I said you can't have it.
Nah, come on. It's there.
It's no, not there either.
It's not there!
Thank the Lord.
I'm so glad Joe would have fucking kicked off.
I would have accepted Leather Daddy. No, it's not there.
Team number two, what's your keyword for Pulp Fiction?
We've gone for wallet.
Wallet. Wallet we want, Cardi.
It's there.
It's there. Hey. Wallet we got. It's a point. Second keyword, please. 15 seconds. Tense.
Quiet, isn't it?
This is when you're meant to film, you nutter.
Written yours.
I need a drink.
Team number two. Your second keyword for Pulp Fiction, what have you got?
We've got overdose.
Overdose.
It's there.
It's there. It's a point. Team number one, what you got?
We went with briefcase.
Briefcase, Cardi.
It's there.
It's there. Third keyword, Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Where is Pulp Fiction on IMDb?
I believe it's number 7.
7?
Yeah.
That's men. You got JFK in your top 10.
Yeah. It's a good film.
Yeah, what's the prestige? Come on.
Well, why don't you all do one and I'll have a read.
Team one, I'm going to have to rush you. You're not writing anything down. You need to be. What you got? From the
prestige. Burger.
Burger.
Fuck.
There's hamburger.
Not come burger.
On. They're having it.
Yes.
Team two.
We've gone for dancing.
Dancing, Cardi. Dancing's got to be there. Surely.
Ooh, there's dance contest.
No.
There is
I'm
no
not
dancing.
Giving it.
Yes!
I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it. I'm not giving it.
Absolute shenanigans.
Outrageous.
Fourth keyword for Pulp Fiction, please. 15 seconds. Joe is furious.
I'm scared to give him the mic right now. Don't know what he might say.
I'm just making these up.
Yeah, remember, Dale's mother-in-law is here, so keep it non-blue.
Alyssa, you don't have to draw it. Just the word's fine.
I've got time.
Time's up. Time's up.
Stop drawing a gimp, they already guessed it.
Team number one. Team number one. Man shot in head.
Yeah. Quite specific.
That's bold, that, isn't it?
What we got?
Just give me a second. No, no, it's not there.
Oh. You could have had.
The closest we have is shot in the forehead.
I mean, oh, because we specified a gender. Come on.
Not having that.
Yes,
absolutely not having that. Absolutely not having that. Absolutely not having that. Team number two, what's your fourth keyword?
We've got for milkshake.
Milkshake, and they drawn a picture, Cardi. Any points for pictures?
What? No.
Only because he can't see it because he's behind a pillar.
It's there.
Milkshake's there.
Yay! Yay!
Your fifth and final keyword then, please.
Which team was that?
That was team two.
C.
Team two.
We've lost the rubber. Emergency.
Funnily enough, a pillar's not see-through.
Okay, fifth and final keyword for Pulp Fiction. Guys, you need to be writing. Cardi, how long is that?
I don't know.
It feels like ages. Here we go. We got it. Team five. What is your...
Team five?
team two.
It's my turn.
Here we go. Team two, what is your fifth and final keyword for Pulp
Fiction? Gone for gangster.
Gangster. Gangster's here, Cardi, surely.
It is.
It is there. It's a point. Team number one, what you got?
Drugs.
Ooh. You're taking the piss,
it's
Cardi.
There.
Oh, it's there. Well done. Cardi, at the end. Oh, no. What is your favourite keyword from Pulp Fiction?
Oh, God. Give me a second.
You're meant to have these prepared.
Yeah, but I'm trying to act like it's on the fly. I'm going to go nipples visible through clothing.
Yeah. It's a goodie. It's a goodie.
Good one.
And what are the scores at the end of the second bit of this round?
Team 1-7.
Yep.
Team 2-6.
Oh!
Bringing it back.
All to play for as we go into the final round. Yeah. You get no. That's not what Cooper would want. That's not what Cooper would want. Third and final film, Cardi. What we got?
I've gone for what's a good but maybe slightly overrated film, The Shawshank Redemption.
Where is Shawshank on IMDb?
Oh, cheers, taken out off me.
It's in the 90s. I've not seen
that film. Okay. Shawshank Redemption.
I've lost the tab. Fucking hell.
15 seconds.
Alyssa has not seen this film, so she's out of the running.
Have you not seen the film?
I'd like to point out that Alyssa said, is it about cowboys?
I mean, I'm going off Red Dead Redemption here.
Here we go. Film number one, team number one.
We've gone with Redemption. Gimp. No, I'm kidding. Tunnel.
Tunnel, Cardi.
Ooh.
Prison.
Whoa.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, shit. What? Sorry. Fuck. Sorry, it's you said there. To say it.
Tunnel's there. Give me a
Tunnel's there.
Hey.
Okay.
Right,
what
prison.
What team
right,
two gone for?
But there's prison. 16 containing prison.
Prison they've gone for.
Oh, fucking up. Yeah, it's there.
Prison is there. That's another point. 15 seconds. Second keyword for Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Is it really in the 90s, Cardi?
It was made in 94, yeah.
Yeah. I meant it's on 90s in your list.
I know what you meant.
So much sass. Just because that pillar's here, mate. If that pillar weren't here, Jesus.
They call me the Sasquatch.
Nah, you're not having her.
Shut up.
Team number two. Second keyword, Shawshank Redemption.
Hanging,
Cardi,
keep it,
for
right?
A point.
Jesus. It's there.
It's there. There's a point.
Hey. Escape.
Escape from team one, Cardi.
Oh. We have escape from prison, prison escape, and escape tunnel.
There's enough of them there. They're getting a point. Third keyword, Shawshank Redemption. Team number one. You're not writing anything down, and that worries me. We'd like to see markers moving.
I've run out of good things to say.
What we got? Team number one, what is your third key of Shawshank Redemption?
It's very specific, but we're going to go with buried money.
Buried money?
All right.
Is buried money there? I like it. No, it's good. It's funny.
He's already wiping it off.
No, it's not. Like, it's not there.
Any buried anything there?
No
buried,
buried
treasure?
Anything. No buried. Nothing has been buried.
Nah, not getting it. Team number two, third keyword.
Voiceover narration.
You did it. I reckon that's there.
It's absolutely there.
Absolutely. Fourth keyword for Shawshank Redemption.
What's the time, Gav?
Fuck it, let's be Mavericks. Let's go for it, Joe.
Language.
Team number two, what you got?
Rock hammer.
It's absolutely there.
Is it there?
Being bold pays off.
There's a nice little picture of a hammer there as well.
People stood up. No one's ever stood up for the words rock hammer before. Fantastic. This is amazing. What you got?
We're panicking here.
Crow.
Crow?
What?
If Rockhammer's there, Crow's got to be there.
That's what I thought. What, it is a crow, right? Or is it a raven or a bird?
Don't know what we got, Cardi.
It's there.
It's there!
Oh my God.
And the final keyword then for Shawshank Redemption. Last points up for grabs.
Joe is writing the most words I've ever seen on page.
Team number one. What you got?
We're going to go with library. Oh,
library, Cardi, for a point.
I need to...
Ooh, it's there.
It's there. Yes. It's a point. And here we go.
Hey!
No.
Joe's got 10 points and it's gone right to his head.
He's still writing.
Minus 10 if
Wait,
you get
I
this
wrong.
Wait,
I forgot what it is. Scene in which a rapist is beaten until he's confined to a wheelchair.
Scene in which a rapist is beaten up until he is confined to a wheelchair. Is it there for a point, Cardi?
It's close, but not there.
It's no. not there. So, Cardi.
Wait, what actually is it?
It wasn't close, no.
Final scores overall in this keyword countdown special.
Don't anyone know my favourite one?
Go on now. Let me get my bit. Have you got that one ready this time?
It was supposed to be a tender moment. You've ruined it.
Go on then, Cardi. What you got?
It's going to be friendship.
Aww. Don't awe him. He's a sass queen. Okay, Cardi, what are the final scores, please?
For that round or everything?
No, overall. Come on.
Overall.
Do in reverse.
You've got 15 seconds,
team
mate.
One. Yeah.
Do in I've reverse order like Family
I've
Fortunes as well.
Reverse order. There's two teams.
He's done, you Gav.
I know how many teams there are. I made this fucking game.
No, you didn't. I made this round.
Shh, Cardi.
Team one. 24 points. Team Ooh. 2, 34.
Oh! Team 1, what went wrong?
Dan's not here.
Boo!
Throwing him under a bus.
I think it was when Joe got the 10. Maybe.
It is mad. Like, we won by exactly 10 points. That's crazy.
Team one, what went so right for you?
Having Joe on the team.
I'll take him down.
Thank you very much for playing Keyword Countdown. Thank you very much, Simon Cardi.
Thanks, Cardi.
No worries.
We're going to hang around and read out some of these feedbacks now. If we could have the box, please.
Am I staying here then? Is that it?
Yeah, you're staying there.
Bloody
Okay.
Oh, do we have the t-shirts and stuff?
Oh yeah, awesome. Can you just chuck them out to people? Thank you, Simona. If we read... Woo! Yeah. Simona's done security tonight. I dare say better than the security guards we paid. But that's fine. First bit of reader feedback. From Lottie, I think. Yay! Over
Yay!
Here.
Woo!
What's your most embarrassing childhood memory? Al?
Thanks.
My childhood was so long ago that I can only remember from when I was 18 onwards. Fuck, I don't know. You're still a child.
Yeah. I used to run around naked a lot when I was younger. And I also used to run around, you know those bottles that babies have and they have like the little gummy bit on the top? I used to run around all the time with that still in my mouth. And one time I tripped over and just smashed my face into the bottle, naked. So, and that scars me to the day. Literally, lip, scarred.
Kill me.
Fuck you.
I think I shared mine with you in Germany.
What?
It was a
we're not children, we're grown men, Kilby. It's all right, I told you. Just go with it.
It was the first time I cracked a joke in public and nobody laughed. Yeah. It wasn't even a proper joke. So I was in school, we're in class. Oh, the joke.
We're not all natural.
I don't have a joke.
The joke you told, you maniac.
No, I'm about to tell the joke. I need to set the scene of why it was so embarrassing.
Okay.
So I was in a class full of like everyone. I was like 14. Well, all of my peers. And for some reason, like the teacher at the time told two guys that they had to separate because they were talking too much. And I thought, I thought it'd be hilarious to go, no, he's got an invisible friend called Matt. And that was a joke and nobody laughed. And that was it.
And they still didn't.
It's a bit like this now. Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for him. He still looks like Captain America. He's doing all right.
I once genuinely heard our American colleagues whispering behind Dan Kilby's back, I can't tell whether he looks more like Tom Hiddleston or Chris Evans. So I don't give a shit about your embarrassment.
Alicia, what's your most embarrassing childhood memory?
I mean, it doesn't really count because I can't remember it because I was three, but my dad tells it.
That's not a memory.
That, I mean, it doesn't count. So we don't have to tell it.
How long is it?
Okay, short story. We were standing at a supermarket checkout and I choose that moment in time to turn to my father, who's really Glaswegian, and say, Dad, where do babies come from? And my dad's like, well, pal, and everyone in the supermarket is turned around. He's like, well, when a man really loves a woman, I'm really murdering his accent.
I like
here.
It.
I'm so sorry. the dad just puts a seed in his mother's tummy. And I kind of turn.
It's worse than the real thing.
I know. Sorry, he said, when a man loves a woman, he puts a seed in their tummy. And I put two and two together as this three-year-old of saying, like, from this guy who always says, oh, you know, I love you as you're going to bed. And so I was like, so, Dad, when I'm older, will you put a seed in my tummy? I don't know why I'm telling this story.
And that's how Game of Thrones was written.
Yep. Take the mic, Dale.
King of Cov.
How can I compete with that? I can't do that justice. This is something that my mum and dad reminded me of recently that I don't remember. But apparently, when I was around 13, my dad was on the computer and he said, who's been looking at all sorts of shit on here? And apparently I turned around and, if it was lesbians, that was probably me. I don't know why I said that.
lad.
I've sleepwalked once in my life, and it was when I pulled out a box of my favourite Tonka trucks and shat in it.
Go on, Cardi, what's your most embarrassing
childhood
memory?
Mine was actually very similar. When I was like, six or something, I walked into my parents' bedroom and thought their closet was a toilet and started peeing.
Yes, mate!
Joe, next bit
We've
of feedback.
Got both of them.
Let's go a bit quicker through these. Maybe let's not do everyone answering. Just Joe this time.
Oh, this is mean. I don't know who this is from, so...
Oh, they're not getting a prize. Do another one. Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Bit silly.
Oh, I love this one. This will be quick.
Okay.
Two powers.
Who's it from first, so they get a T-shirt?
Jack.
Jack. Put your hand up, Jack.
Jack, show do you yourself, know what you've Jack. Done? Two powers.
They go, bolt. I don't want to say bald, sorry, man.
Powers, I want you to look me in the eyes as I ask you this. Nips out for the lads?
Nips out for the lads. Get your nips out for the lads.
May I say, that nip, bulbous.
That would be great in audio. For the people at home, he did it.
You gotta come to Finchie Fest to see the other one.
Go on, Dale, what you got?
This one doesn't have a name on it.
Oh, check it away.
Oh, that one doesn't have a name on it either. God damn.
Who has not put their name on this
we
stuff?
We probably should have said, put your name
that's
on it.
That's blank. So, cheers for that. Here we go. This is from Prince.
Prince?
Oh, yeah.
He's alive?
Oh, is it? We got it?
Yeah,
we got it.
Who is the smartest member of the IGN UK podcast?
Hello.
Daniel Krupper.
Wait, yeah. And who is the most intelligent? Not you, mate.
I wish Krupper was Daniel here to solve this riddle for us.
It's fucking Daniel Krupper. There we go.
Alicia, what we got?
We have a blank piece of paper. And, oh, that's one, not got a name.
Fuck's sake.
This is from Francis.
Yay! Hey, Francis.
She's coming.
Says, hi, guys. Just wondering what music bands...
Keep your hands in the air if you ask a question as well, sorry.
Saying, hey, guys, just wondering what music bands you are into. The main topic of discussions are generally films and games and brilliant random stuff. So wondering what your music tastes are. Francis.
Fantastic question. I was gonna
yeah. So alongside the IMDb, Cardi's got another list.
Yeah, I have the top 100 albums of all time.
No.
That doesn't have a clever name.
What's everyone's favourite band?
Team Rocket.
Al's band.
My band.
Do you have a band?
Of course not. I am ridiculously untalented.
If he'd play guitar, he'd be unstoppable.
He'd be the only person in the world who could pull out a guitar at a party and you wouldn't punch it.
Just be too scared. I listen to a lot of Nick Mulvey.
Connor for real.
Oh, the Style Boys.
I like the sound of Kilby's band. Don't say brand new.
They were incredible. I go Led Zeppelin, best of all time.
Correct. Kilby, what we got?
Three rounds of applause.
This is from the Pigeon Boys. Are they
the
here?
Pigeon
tonight?
Boys?
Can I get a shout out to the Pigeon Boys?
It's three of them, Sim. Take a bunch of shit. Just give
These
it to them.
These guys get it.
Thank you, Sim.
They're the ones who had Rock Hammer. Yeah!
What we got?
Question everyone's asking. Where on earth is Carmen Sandiego?
Dead.
Well, that actually depends on which instance of game you start.
Yeah.
So that question's useless.
Joe's back.
Rock Hammer Pigeon Boys.
Rock Hammer.
Rock Hammer Pigeon Boys. I got a really great question here. Al, can I borrow your glasses for it really quick? You'll understand. Trust me.
You're going to read it out in my voice. Here we go.
In the itchy and scratchy CD-ROM, is there a way to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard's key?
Yes. Who is that?
Thank you, Al.
Keep your hands up. That's very good. Very good.
Yes, there is as well.
So before I say the question, I've just got a nice piece of feedback that I'm going to read out. There's no name, but anyway. Just want to say thanks for Keyword Countdown. My partner ended up in hospital for 5 days and we discovered it's a great game to play via text. Helped us through a difficult and boring time. So thanks.
That's amazing.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
T-shirt over there.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. T-shirt over there, Sim. Now, Phil writes in about Pokemon. Phil? Pokemon Phil.
He's gone.
He's there. Oh, yeah. Sim Pokemon Phil says, if you could be any Pokemon for a day, which Pokemon would you be and why?
What's the ice cream one? Vanillish. I'll be that one.
Vanillish?
Yeah, fuck it. It looks like the best one. You could eat yourself. It'd be sweet.
I like Litwick is my favorite Pokemon because he's a little cute candle. And that's it. You don't need more reason than that, really.
Pokemon, because that's the only one I know. No, Pokemon. Not Pokemon. Pikachu.
Sounds like you don't know Pokemon.
I'd be all the Pokemon. That went well. Wonder why I got dropped from the podcast.
We've all had a drink.
You'd have to go for a bird Pokemon, so you could use Fly and get everywhere. It's probably Articuno. Articuno is the best bird, yeah?
I don't know Pokemon, so I'm going to go for Magikarp, because he looks amazing.
Jinx, just so I'd know.
Cardi, what's your favourite Pokemon that you want to be?
I've always had a soft spot for Scyther. Yep.
Do more? Or
lovely stuff.
We're done?
Green.
That's it.
That's the bloody...
It's a vanillish. Oh, yeah. Fucking ice cream one. So, I don't know.
That put a downer on the end, didn't it?
It's a game for babies. I'm not playing that shit.
So that is it for this very special podcast 400. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for these guys for doing what they do. And also thank you for Cardi for being Cardi. We're going to stick around for drinks later. They're going to clear out the chairs, so don't run off. Maybe move to the side or move out there because we'll clear us out. We're going to stick around for drinks. And also we're going to play out with a brand new podcast theme tune.
Yes.
Which is thank you to Alex Newman, who's here somewhere.
Is there?
There he is.
This song is a fucking banger.
So you can follow him on SoundCloud, Alex_J_Newman, and on Twitter. So thank you, Alex. And until next time, goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.
Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the
given the circumstances of her disappearance. Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself. Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.